Welcome to Spec Talk, brought to you in part by Toshiba and EC Tech, your Southern California Toshiba VFD dealer. Now let's listen to Paul Shane as he talks about leverage.
Leverage. Well, you know what leverage is. Leverage is taking, if you need to move a heavy object, and you can't do it with just your bare hands, you use a lever. A lever is a thing that makes the work easier. It allows you to do more work by using leverage. Like if you want to move a big rock, you use a stick and a little rock and you grind it forward and you can move that big giant rock even though you couldn't push it by yourself. But because you've got leverage, which leverage has to do with, it's a mathematical, you know, thing. And you've got a bar so long and you put your weight or the pressure on one end of it, the other end will move that weight because it only moves it at a smaller distance. Let's forget about the math for a second. I'm just going to assume you know what leverage is. It's moving an object that's bigger than you or bigger than your capability by applying leverage or using a tool. Using a tool to move something bigger than you. Using all the tools available that you have to apply leverage. Leverage is not always having the upper hand on somebody, having the dirt. It's not. I've got the dirt on this person, so I can use that as leverage to get this job done. They owe me a bunch of money, so I can use that as leverage to get more out of them. I owe them a bunch of money, so I could use this as leverage and say, hey, I ain't going to pay you because I owe you money, and if you don't do this, I won't pay you. So there's a lot of negative things that can be associated with using leverage and applying leverage in order to get something done. Some border on illegal. Because for that same reason, because it could be very, very negative. But it doesn't have to be that way. You got to look at leverage as a tool. Leverage is a tool that you use in order to move something that's bigger than you. You want to move something that's bigger than you. Think about that for a minute. And when you think about it, think in terms of your job, of your life, of your situation. I mean, sometimes it's overwhelmingly bigger than you. You want to get to a certain place financially. You want to get to a certain place emotionally. And it's so hard to move off the same old routine. But in order to do that, you have to find the tools that'll give you the leverage to move forward. Whether that tool is a better diet, exercise, more knowledge, night school, whatever it takes, taking on more responsibilities to get you the tools in order to move that object, which is your life, forward. Sometimes, like I said, the life can be bigger than you and seem massive, and the world can seem massive. But if you gather the tools, the necessary tools, you'll gain the necessary leverage you need to move that forward. You probably thought I was going to say something totally different about leverage, didn't you? But I don't want to go negative. Because the negative uses of leverage are very dangerous and damaging and could ultimately give you a reputation of being that person who always uses negative leverage to gain what you want out of life. And that reputation could kill your career.
This podcast was brought to you in part by Toshiba. Toshiba, leading innovation, and by EC Tech, your Southern California Toshiba VFD dealer. Thanks for listening in.